Well, good afternoon, everybody. We're just out here at a friend's farm, and was out here a month or two ago, and I noticed this old Ford popular car. I'm just not exactly sure what vintage it is. We're thinking maybe late 40s, early 1950s. You might know a little bit more about it than I do. You can put a comment in the section below if you think you know what year this car is. But it's in fairly good condition for the vintage, and it's been here for a number of years. It would be a lovely car to restore. Many people are involved in restoring vintage cars, and there's something nice about an old car, something nostalgic about it, and this certainly would be a lovely one if you were in the mind to restore it and get it running again. But you know, God in heaven specializes in restoration. There's a little verse here in the book of Joel that I'm thinking of, Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. And God is speaking to the children of Israel. They have lost out with God. They're far from God. But they're assured that God is able to forgive and able to redeem and able to restore. And he says to them, I will restore unto you the years that the locust hath eaten. I will restore unto you the years that the locust hath eaten. And they had lost out with God for a number of years. But God promised a time of return, a time of reviving, a time of redemption, and a time of restoration. And it's so good to know today that God is able to restore broken lives and broken hearts and even broken homes and broken hopes. And maybe today you're listening to this little broadcast and you've been shut away perhaps from the things of God for a long time. You've lost out with God. You're no longer on the road with God. You've lost out. The locusts have eaten many years away in your life. And maybe like this car, you've been shut away from the things of God. You're no longer running. You're no longer active. You're no longer traveling that narrow way that leads to heaven and leads to home. And you've lost out with God. Maybe brought up in a Christian home or brought up in a Christian family. God is good. God is gracious. And God is merciful. He specializes in restoration. He's able to restore the years that the locusts have eaten. There's always hope with God. And maybe you've lost out. I encourage you today to think about those lovely verses there in the book of Joel. I will restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten. It reminds us in some ways of the story of the prodigal son in Luke's Gospel chapter 15, that younger son that took his inheritance and went off to a far country and wasted his substance with riotous living. There arose a mighty famine in the land. He began to be in want. And eventually, feeding pigs, he came to himself and said, I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me, I pray thee, one of thine hired servants. And the story continues that whenever he was a great way off, his father saw him and ran and had compassion and fell upon him and kissed his neck and called for the fatted calf to be killed, called for a robe to be put in his son, a ring on his finger, shoes on his feet, and there was great rejoicing. And what was happening was his father was restoring and reinstating his wayward son to a place of favour and a place of sonship. He had never really lost that sonship, but he had lost the fellowship, and the father was restoring the years or the months, we're not sure how long it was, restoring that season of time that the locusts of sin had eaten in his life. God can restore you today. Call upon his name if you've lost out with God and come to Christ afresh and experience that restoration that only God can give. Friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again, God willing, next time.